Good morning, family, or afternoon, depending on where you're listening from. And God placed it on my heart to tell you guys, when you say your will be done, not mine, finally, because it took me over 20 years, actually, more than that, to finally give my will over to Him. It was like 8 years ago, I finally just got tired. I just threw my hands up and said, Lord, I'm yours. But what are we saying when we say that, actually? And then He wants me to tell you how you know you mature. We're matured, you know, when you say, your will be done, not mine. And when you're saying that, you're saying you're willing to give up every which way that you think things should turn out, and that you're willing to kill the flesh completely, and that whatever He tells you to do, that you do without hesitation. Giving up your own will for Him, your way, no matter how hard it may be, how much you don't want to do it, you know, you end up doing it at all costs. Like Jesus said, if it be your will, pass this cup from me. And then He said, but, you know, not my will, but your will be done, you know. And God just want us to trust Him that much to know what you like when it comes to your desires. You know, He wants us to trust Him because He knows. He knows the dangers of our own will if we go on our own path, because He has a design plan for our lives that we could never match. We could never outdo. And you're saying, I trust you anyway. No matter how bad, you know, how much you may cry out or whatever, I trust you anyway. At the end of the day is what you're saying when you say your will be done and not mine. And you're just following His path for your life. And what He's doing and what He will have to do is begin to prune you, cut off, you know, the fat, removing people and places and things you often go to and people you want to keep around His company that may not be good for you. And then I have to be honest, it's not going to feel good. The things that we like, you know, our flesh like it. And the more we feed it, the more it grows. So when God start pruning, cutting away, removing, we don't like it. The flesh don't like it. But it's good for us, because as He prune back, trust me, as He do that, it's some type of Japanese tree. They prune it back. The more they prune it, the more it blossoms and grow. And that's what happens. And that's what I found out in my own life. Doing the will of God was the best thing that I could have ever done in my life, besides giving my life to Christ and having my children. You know, giving up my will. We think it's ball and chain, like, oh God, we going, you know, we being drugged to do this, you know what I mean? But had I known back then what I know now, I wouldn't have fought as much. And basically, it's just our desires. Like, Lord, are you going to really give me what I want? You know, because, and sometimes, and most of the times He do. But He got to refine the other person. And then you got to wait, because this is what you desired. You know what I mean? If we're talking about a person, they may not be to the point where you are. So once your pruning is done, It's like you sitting there and you feeling alone because he got to work on the other person because, you know, that's what you really want. But remember, they have free will. So if it's a person and dealing with persons, the other person have free will. That's what we always got to keep in our mind when it comes to desires. Now, car, house, money, that stuff, you know, he'll give to you. But when it comes to persons, the other person has free will and they may not want to be. So you got to keep that in mind. But at the end, you saying, though I don't feel this, Lord, I really don't like being pruned because I want you to always be honest with him. This don't feel good, but I trust you. I know at the end of this that I'm going to be greater, like greater than ever. I'm going to look more like you. I'm going to love more like you. I'm going to be humble more like you. Our relationship is going to be solid. And sometimes in this pruning, it's discipline. Realignment. He has to realign us back on track. You know, and he don't like doing that. He don't like having to do that. But he know what the world and Satan and his imps has put on us. We may not understand it. It may not feel good. But trust me, it's worth it. He did not tell us that this road would be easy. He said that it would be worth it. Or fair, or even fair. He said that he's a just God. And he knows what he's doing. And I encourage you guys to trust him. And finally give your will to him. Finally surrender and submit to him. And I'm telling you as a witness, your whole perspective is going to change. Your whole way of looking at things is going to change. You're going to be like, oh, is this really me? Once he's done with that work that he has to do. And he really, you know, sling you out of that slingshot. You think you something now. Wait till God get finished. And, you know, at a point, you're going to get past that, you know, like crying out like, Lord, I don't want to do this. You know, it don't feel good. But at the end of the day, you're saying, trust me, right? I mean, I trust you, right? Because that's the point where we want to get at. You're going to get to a point. In this, your will be done, not mine. That mature point. And this is when you know you have come to maturity. When you start fighting against your own flesh with God. You're going to start saying things like, oh, flesh of mine, you're going to submit and adhere to the will of God. You're going to start saying stuff like that because you're so tired. Because you want at that point for him to take everything away from you that is not like him. You're going to start saying, oh, flesh, you're going to submit to God, to his will. And what you're really saying is, no, Satan, because that's, I'm going to submit my all to God, even this flesh. You're going to be like double teaming your flesh completely. It's when you know that you're maturing. And you call it up under subjection unto God's will. You're helping God. And then God's going to look at it like, my. Let me speed this process up. They really getting it. They like on my team trying to kill their own flesh. And don't you know that brings so much joy? You're going to be finished with that process, you know, sooner than what you think. But it's going to take some time because your flesh is going to fight back. I mean, to the utmost. But you're going to say, come hell or high water, this flesh is going to die. Because I want everything that God has for me and who he has for me. I can't keep doing it my way. Because my way has been getting me into trouble. And you've been hurting yourself. So you're going to come to a point of maturity. And you will begin to rebuke your own flesh. You know, you're learning the importance of how much his will is better for your life at that point. And when you do that, God is so pleased with you. You want to get rid of everything that is not like him. Because we realize that we were tired. You keep going around that same mulberry bush. Keep running up against that same brick wall. And you just tired. I've been there. You don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to go. But God, as soon as you say, I give you my will, my all, I surrender. I totally surrender. I'm telling you, the conversion, the change that you're going to experience will be permanent. Because basically he's trying to get us to involve him in every decision that we make. All these decisions we make, and we just jump out there and make them. But when you finally get pruned by God and all those things are removed, you'll start thinking about him, saying, what would God want me to do? You'll start asking him, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Buy this, buy that, go here, go there. You know, you're in the small things. He want to be involved, especially the big things. And at this point, you're no longer crying out. You're no longer like whining or complaining. But you finally know that you need him. That you can't do this without him. And then that peace that passes all understanding will come. That protection, power to rebuke demons for real, and permanent blessings that God won't take back. Does he know that he can trust you with the blessings he give you now, since you surrendered your will to him? And this is when God knows that you're serious and that you're mature. You're serious because you start rebuking your flesh with him. Y'all teaming up. And he is proud of you when you do that. Like I said, your flesh is going to fight back like no tomorrow. But you keep on teaming up with God, I encourage you. Because the floodgates, they will open. They will open. And whatever you're asking for, whatever it is, he's going to give it to you. Because he's giving you a servant. He's giving you a servant's heart. Like, to become just like him. Like when his last act before he got crucified was washing the disciples' feet. And eventually, and you will learn that word servant is so important. That's what he was. He was humble. He was a servant. He loved. And all that pruning and stuff that he has to do, that's what he's bringing us to. To be a servant unto his people. And to get him and have him always involved until the day you die in your decisions. Because it's not your will. It's his will. How do you want me to serve this person? How do you want me to serve you, Lord? If he say, I want you to fast today, fast. If he say, I want you to pray for an hour, pray. This type of stuff. When we give up our will, we're always including God so we can serve properly. We're always including God so we can serve properly. That's basically everything that he has put on my heart to consult him. It's really at the end of the day, and for you to be the best servant that you can be until the day you die. I love you. And if no one told you that they loved you today, I love you. And know that this will really be established in your soul when you will feel funny if you don't ask or include God eventually, and that's maturity. You'll begin to ask him every step of the way. Not things like, oh, should I wear this color, or, you know, not I ain't gonna say silly, but not things like that. But, you know, like cars, or what do you want me to do to serve you? Like prayer. He'll give you the discernment what to ask him about. But you're gonna start feeling funny, like, oh, I didn't ask God about this. So that's growth. And trust me, the floodgates of heaven is waiting for you once you surrender to him completely. His will is the best. And we will always be covered and protected under his will until the day we depart, until the day we depart from this earth. And I want you guys to have a great day. And know that I love you, but God loves you more. We can never be outbeat God's loving or giving. Have a great one until next time.